Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Dr. Dana R.D., Dr. Dana R.D., I should say, is here. She's our new friend. She's an expert in human capital movement. She's also an expert in executive coaching and in recruiting. She's the managing director and the founder of Corporate Anthropology Advisors, and she has a new book out, which I'm very excited about, called The Fall of the Alphas, How the New Beta Way to Connect, Collaborate, Influence, and Lead. She's our new friend, Dr. Dana R.D. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Good morning, John.
It's good to have you here. I'm a baby boomer. I'm on the leading edge of the baby boomers, Dana, and you're much younger than me. But I came up in the age of the dominator management style, your way, my way, or the highway style. I saw all of that in the 20th century, in the second half of the 20th century. And as we moved in the 21st century, I knew that the new century was not going to accept that style. That was going to have to be more. In those days, I was projecting what I call the partnership management style. And what do you think about that?
Well, I think you were ahead of your time, and I think everything you were predicting is coming to bear right now. I was very taken as I sat in my office and had not only boomers, but all the generations come to me and talk about the fact that they loved who they were professionally. They even enjoyed the work that they did at their companies, but they felt they didn't have a voice, they didn't have a seat at the table,
right,
that they couldn't make the impact they wanted to make. So I got very curious about the way we organize ourselves at work and started to look at this hierarchical model that was based on really a military model that evolved after World War II as a organizing principle. And yes, it's very efficient, and yes, you could trace the chain of command, but I realized and recognized that in what was happening today, things were changing, and people were growing up with the tools of technology in their hands.
Mm-hmm.
And
these tools were empowering them, wasn't it?
Exactly. And particularly this millennial generation, they do everything collaboratively. They share ideas, they share reviews, they Yelp, they have e-pinions, they sound in on all sorts of social issues, and all of a sudden we want to put them in work environments where we say, okay, now you have to follow suit, you have to have chain of command, and they don't want to do that. That's why we're seeing such a broad entrepreneurial effort. And so companies were saying to me, how do we fix this? Are we organizing ourselves correctly? And as I looked into the history of organizations, and in my book, I really go from the hunters and gatherers and the tribes and talk about how they were much more organized in networks and how we're coming back to that. Hierarchies are now being replaced by networks.
Mm-hmm.
And collaboration is really the model of the future.
Well,
already out of the bottle. We can't put it back.
I want to come back to something you said a minute ago that I think is important. You didn't say that millennials and Gen X were coming to you complaining. You included boomers in that category, in those complaints, and it reminded me of one of the main reasons why I was thinking about what I said in the late 90s, and that is that every survey of every report of exit surveys exit interviews, I should say, that I've seen since the 1970s showed that the number one reason in every single one of those, decade after decade, the number one reason employees left a company was not about money, or it was only in every case it was one thing, and it was what you said. They didn't feel they had their manager appreciated them. They didn't feel like they were contributing to the level that they could. They were dissatisfied with how they were being used. And my point is, long before the technology empowered people, there was an undercurrent of unhappiness there, wasn't there?
I agree. And in fact, studies are starting to show us that when people feel rewarded, when they feel they're making a contribution, when they feel they're part of a community where they have loyalty to that community, to mm-hmm. their coworkers, where they feel that ideas are welcome, where they feel that there's transparency of information and communication, people are happier. And because they're happier, they're more productive and they're more likely to be retained within those organizations.
Right, right.
And that's what we're shooting for. You know, it takes a while to find really talented individual and select from the talent pool, and then to enculturate them and make them part of team.
So this alpha and beta bifurcation you talk about, the alphas are the what I call the dominators, they're going away, and the betas are what I call the partnering thinkers. They're the ones who are emerging. Is this happening in an organized way, or is it just ad hoc? Is it just a natural flow of things, or what?
So the answer to that is it's happening everywhere, and it's happening at the level of people changing the way they think about their leadership style. So mm-hmm. there are still people that feel that they're more traditional and they like to organize in a way, but they're more open to communication. So I'm not a black or white person. I don't mm-hmm. say, well, this is good and this is bad. What I'm doing is I'm starting to document this change in attitude, and I'm trying to look at the ways to make businesses most efficient. That's what the study of corporate anthropology is about. It's looking at companies through their cultures, their mores, their values, diversity, mm-hmm. communication style, shared history, physical space, roles, identities, how they use communications and humor. And what we're seeing is even people that grew up under that hierarchical model morphing into a more collaborative model.
Dana, give us, hold on to that thought. Folks, the book is called The Fall of the Alphas. Dr. Dana R.D. is the author. She and I will be right back. We're going to talk some more about this after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.